happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we started a brand new series looking at the Sermon on the Mount called Kingdom Citizen. And the big idea for the series is that only one kingdom lasts forever. And we kind of majored on kind of an overview of the sermon and looked at Beatitudes. We said the key verse, as much as we can tell, in the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5:20 that says, "For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, that you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So the big idea in this series is only one kingdom lasts forever. It just means that all of our goals, right, should be eternal kingdom goals. My primary values, eternal kingdom values. My primary vision should be an eternal kingdom vision. It just points out the reality that this world that we live in is never going to be right. No matter how much we do. And at the same time, we're called to make a difference. We want to bring eternal values. We want to bring heavenly values to earthly viewpoints. And we're called to do that because essentially the scriptures say that we are immigrants. We are citizens of heaven living out our time on earth. When we talked about the Beatitudes, we talked about the first three, and you know, a lot of scholars say that the first three of those Beatitudes, that they're really just three characteristics of one person. The blessed are the poor in spirit, this idea there's a spiritual debt. Blessed are those who mourn, so there's a spiritual debt because of our spiritual nature, that there's a mourning over our sinning. We're not just sad that we got caught, but we're sad because we're not right with God. There's a spiritual debt because of our spiritual nature, which brings a spiritual question. Blessed are the meek, and meekness is this strength that's under control. So the question that it brings us to is, where do we find righteousness? And that's the fourth of the Beatitudes that says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." Maybe your translation says they shall be filled. And what's interesting about that is that we said, if this were the United States version of the Bible, it would say, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for blessings, and they shall be filled." But what I think Jesus is pointing out from the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount is that if you aim for earth, you're going to miss it every time. If you aim for happiness, if that's your goal, if what you want are blessings, you're going to be disappointed a lot because this world is not right. But if you aim for heaven, right, if you're blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. If you aim for heaven, for rightness with God, you get earth thrown in as extra. And it's just this reality that we're all looking for acceptance. We're all looking for, a verdict. And that's hard for us because the scriptures are clear that there's none righteous, right? No, not one. And I know that, you know, for Christians, I think they've heard that verse a lot. And they just kind of take that for granted. I think for people who aren't Christians, they hear that and they think, "Listen, man, if what you're saying is that God is angry about my sin, then I'm out, right? You're just trying to make me feel guilty." And I think we don't ever want to take our flawed nature for granted. And at the same time, we don't ever want the reality of our flawed nature to bring about rebellion. So we think about, how could a loving God be angry? Well, think about if you ever had a friend or someone you love very close to you who struggled with addiction. You know what this is like. You watch someone destroy themselves because of the choices that they're making, and it causes you to be rightly angry. And so God looks at us and he is rightly angry. His anger comes out of his love for us. And so the only two answers then are law and grace. And that's it. It's either we're going to give ourselves to, we're going to try and become good enough to deserve or earn God's love, or we're going to receive God's love out of the fact that we are closely in touch with this reality that we will never be good enough. And acceptance from God's perspective isn't acceptance until you and I see ourselves at our worst. Because the cross, I believe, says, "Hey, I'll take you at your worst." And so today, as we start our week, I just, out of the spirit of the Beatitudes, I want us to start with this reality, man, that we are grateful for grace, that that the spiritual debt out of our spiritual nature has brought us to the spiritual question that we have to become meek because we can't create our own righteousness. We need an excessive righteousness that we cannot create. So I'm going to pray that for us, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. God, thank you so much for the grace that you have offered to us today. That God, we understand that we cannot be right except that you've made us that way. The cross, Lord, you saw us at our worst, where you gave your best, Lord, to make a way for us to God. So God, I pray that you'll give us that kind of heart, that kind of graceful heart to live today, instead of being little judges that run around passing judgment on everyone. Rather, God, we would offer the grace in the same way that we have received it, that we would be, Lord, good kingdom bringers to the earth. Now I want you to take the opportunity to pray and specifically to ask God to allow you to live out of grace today. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast today. I hope you have a great day. And as you look at your week, take the opportunity to share with someone about what God's doing in your life. Take the opportunity, I hope, to reach out to somebody, live out of grace, receive it from God, and then extend it to others. Hope you join us tomorrow. God bless and have a great week.